After months of build-up, the Rugby League World Cup is finally upon us. Australia takes on England in the opening match in Melbourne tonight, with the host nation expected to make a winning start. But plotting Australia's downfall is none other than legendary NRL coach Wayne Bennett. A former Kangaroos coach himself, Bennett says neither side will be playing at 100% so early in the tournament.
We just got to get better each week. We won't be at our best on Friday night, and Australia won't be either. We'll all build into it, and that's my plan. I want us to play well and do the things that I know that we have to do to make sure we give ourselves a chance of being there in 6 weeks' time.
Much attention in the lead-up has been the fact that many big-name NRL players such as Jarryd Hayne are playing for the country of their heritage, in his case, Fiji. Andrew Fifita and Jason Taumalolo have decided to represent Tonga. Taumalolo had a standout season for the North Queensland Cowboys that helped them reach the grand final. But despite all the pre-tournament predictions that they could push Australia and New Zealand hard, Taumalolo says they haven't earned any bragging rights just yet.
A lot of people think that we have a great team and that, but you know, we haven't even played a game of footy yet, so I think that it'll depend on how we play on Sunday afternoon, and if the boys play well, then I'm sure that it's a well-deserved title, but for now we haven't achieved anything.
To the round ball, and the W League is underway after this afternoon's season opener between Sydney FC and the Brisbane Roar. SBS Viceland will have live coverage of Sunday's match between the Newcastle Jets and the Western Sydney Wanderers. The Wanderers have never managed to reach the finals. The club has signed 4 foreign players to complement its local contingent. No less than 29 professional players from the United States are with W League clubs, in a sure sign the league has arrived in its 10th year of existence. One of those players is Wanderers midfielder Lo Labonta. She believes the Matildas have had a big part in the league's success.
They've been improving so much more, and it's getting, national news. So it's great that these girls are developing the game, and it just brings more publicity to these leagues as well. So I definitely think it's on the uprise.
In basketball this weekend, the pressure continues to mount on Sydney Kings coach Andrew Gaze and his team, which has won just once in 5 games so far. The Kings travel to Wollongong to play the Illawarra Hawks, who are the only team they've beaten this season. But even if the Kings don't manage to win it, Gaze says he's seen it all before.
I feel no less or no more pressure than when we were 5-1 as 1-4. As long as you keep the faith and belief in your system and keep trying to teach it and get the guys to buy in on it, then I think there is light at the end of the tunnel.
That game will be on SBS from 3 p.m. on Sunday. And in the United States this Saturday, Game 3 of the World Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros takes place. The best-of-7 series is tied at 1 win apiece. Game 3 is the first match of the series at the Astros' home park in Texas. And in horse racing, the Cox Plate will be run on Saturday afternoon at Moonee Valley in Melbourne. Most attention will be on Wonder Mare Winx, which is looking to secure its 3rd straight win in the race. If it does so, Winx will join Kingston Town as the only horse to have achieved that feat. Victory will also be its 22nd straight success.